AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez has been sworn in as interim president, saying, "Let us swear as one country to move Venezuela forward in these terrible times of threat against the stability and peace of the nation." Meanwhile, in a New York court, Julie Walker reports,
a defiant yet deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro declaring himself the president of my country as he protested his capture and pleaded not guilty Monday to the federal drug trafficking charges the Trump administration used to justify the brazen raid that removed him from power. Speaking Spanish, he said, "I was captured," before being cut off by the judge. Asked later for his plea, Maduro said, "I am innocent. I am not guilty. I am a decent man, the president of my country." Maduro wore a blue jail uniform, was led into court along with his wife, Cecilia Flores, who also pled not guilty to the same narco-terrorism charges. His attorney is Barry Pollack, known for securing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's release from prison. His wife is represented by Mark Donnelly. Julie Walker, New York.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Donald Trump has opened a Pandora's box, and things will get out of hand very quickly. And if Donald Trump tries to do to Colombia and Greenland what he did in Venezuela, the disasters and consequences could compound exponentially.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher, led by energy companies and banks. The S&P rose 0.6%, the Nasdaq 0.7%, while the Dow added nearly 595 points, or about 1.2%. And crude oil prices jumped 1.7%. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is ending his bid for a third term. The announcement comes amid President Trump's continued focus on a fraud investigation into child care programs in the state and its Somali community. This is AP News. The NFL regular season's complete.
Tyler Loop missed a potential game-winning 44-yard field goal as time expired, sealing Pittsburgh's 26-24 win to eliminate Baltimore and clinch the AFC North title for the NFL's final playoff berth. Aaron Rodgers threw a go-ahead 26-yard TD to Calvin Austin with 55 seconds remaining.
A lot of gratitude for the journey.
Denver secured the top seed in the AFC with a win over the Chargers one day after Seattle clinched the NFC's top seed. Jacksonville clinched the AFC South and Carolina the NFC South. Las Vegas secured the number one pick. Cleveland's Myles Garrett recorded his 23rd sack to break the NFL single season record. The Falcons fired coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More coaches fired today. The Cardinals' Jonathan Gannon, the Raiders' Pete Carroll, and the Browns' Kevin Stefanski. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.